Hi there. The word for you today is on the power of praise. In Acts 16, verse 26, we read, "And all the prison doors flew open." Let me read that to you more fully. About midnight, Paul and Silas were singing hymns to God. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prisons were shaken. All the prison doors flew open, and everybody's chains came loose. Isn't that great? Do you know what that story means? It means praise opens doors. Praise breaks chains. Anytime you can praise God in spite of your problem or your circumstances, the forces of heaven come to your aid. You say, "But sometimes I don't feel like praising God." The psalmist wrote, Psalm 34, verse 1, "I will bless the Lord at all times." Sometimes praise is an emotional response to God's goodness. And other times, it's an act of your will. "I will praise the Lord at all times." Anybody can praise God in the good times. But when you have to rise above your feelings and circumstances, that's when praise really counts. Remember the Battle of Jericho? It teaches us that sometimes you have to shout God's praise when you're up against a brick wall, when it feels like all you're doing is going around and around in circles, when your circumstances seem to mock you, when your relational mind thinks, "This plan doesn't make any sense," and when it's the last thing you feel like doing. But when you praise God anyway, you discover the truth of Nehemiah's words. In Nehemiah 8, verse 10, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." In other words, the joy that comes from knowing that the Lord is present with you and that He's gone before you and is working things out in your favor. You become strengthened. When you're ruled by circumstances and emotions, you live on an emotional roller coaster. But if you look to the Lord of your circumstances and begin to praise Him, you find yourself moving from weakness to strength. And that is the word for you today.